And we're back on the air. Both of us this time. John and Mark on the air. For Sebastian and Pirate Basketball.
And having a blast here calling this game with the Pirates up to 5. 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yep. Pirates work with the ball. Nia Hart high out in the arc. Basheon up 20-15 with 3:20 to go. Now long three by Emily Harrington. Ball rims out, tracked down by Blaze for Seattle Christian. Ball up the floor quickly to Ella Hoover. Hoover dribbles down to the corner and goes inside. That was the Evelyn Koontz. It's not a Koontz travel there, but she came up and under the basket. She gets fouled.
Yeah, kind of got thrown out a little bit there. She didn't really have a play at the basket. I thought that was some good defense by the PC, but she have to make it at the line.
Yeah. So Evelyn Koontz at the line for Seattle Christian. First free throw, she hits it. Left-hander.
Just like me, a kindred spirit.
Few of you in the world.
And really, especially in the youth basketball days, you really kind of throw people off. And they're expecting a guy going right always as a defender. Then they quickly figured me out after a couple of possessions.
So Koontz misses the second of her two free throws. Basham will inbound. Comes in to Alex Battisti. Down to Nia Hart. Emily Harrington's going to set up the offense. Give back to Hart. Pirates rotating around the top here, trying to find an open look at the basket. Seattle Christian, looks like they're in a 2-3 zone this time.
Yeah, and also where I started to do a little full court press, just like we were talking about earlier.
Battisti gets the ball down low. Oh, and now Nia Hart was ready for the ball when it came, bounces off or picked up by Seattle Christian, and Ella Brown coming up from behind. The Seattle Christian player knocks the ball out of bounds, so it'll stay with Seattle Christian. Got a little bit of explanation. I think Coach Yeomans thought that the ball went off the Seattle Christian player, but it will stay with the Warriors. So Ella Hoover will take the ball out of bounds. Passes in to Trista Vanderveer. Vanderveer over to Pham.
They got a little 2-3 zone as well.
Yeah. Down low to Blaze. Blaze almost loses the handle, but gets it back. Passes out to Vanderveer. Now we're going to get Pham taking a three and hitting it from way out in the corner. Wow, defense honors.
Both teams have been hitting three-pointers with quite high clips this game.
Yeah, so with 2:14 to go in the second quarter, Basham's lead is cut to one now. High post to Ella Brown. Brown gets knocked down to the floor. I think it's going to go against Blaze. Coach for Seattle Christian didn't like the call.
Seemed pretty clear. It's a foul to me. And a great look by Harrington to notice that opening in the high post and feed it in. Because it really hasn't been open in their zone.
Right.
They have been running that box and one. So there's kind of been a person in the middle. So good job by her by noticing that opportunity.
Now, Knuckles takes ball out of bounds. Comes into Ella Brown. Blocked by Blaze. Blaze then, as she dribbles up the floor, gets fouled by Brown. Brown clearly hooked her arm.
Yeah, that is not the best foul. And a reach 50 feet away from the basket will never make a coach happy.
No. That was Brown's first foul of the game. 2 minutes to go in the half. Now the ball comes inside to Blaze. Not there, but number 15, who's having quite a game, gets the rebound on the backside. Put the ball back up and gives Seattle Christian their first lead, 21-20. And Basham with the ball now in front court. Knockos with it. Going to give back to Nia Hart. Hart's trying to find a seam in the Seattle Christian zone, but haven't had a lot of luck recently. Now it goes down low to Battisti. Battisti with a just under the arms of the opponent and able to lay it in.
Beautiful post move. Hakeem Olajuwon has.
Again, great ball movement with a lot of defensive pressure there. Beautiful possession from the Pirates. So the senior able to give the Pirates the lead back, 22-21. Now the ball comes in down low to Blaze. Battisti on the floor, picks it up. And we get a timeout as Battisti was fighting for possession. So the ball is possession of the Pirates. Coach Yeomans quickly called it so that he could maintain the possession with a minute 13 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and smart with about with time running out in the half. Might as well use that timeout. And great job by the PC on the offensive end, and then again on the defensive end, hitting the floor to get the ball.
Right. So with that, both coaches trying to set up their players for the last minute and 13 seconds of the first half. And we may or may not have been on the air earlier when I was mentioning that the first game between these two teams over at the Seattle Christian Gym, Vashon lost in overtime. So obviously these two teams are well matched. And, you know, and so far this game is showing it.
Exactly. Vashon came out to a very hot start to the first quarter, and they've chipped away. Seattle Christian slowly but surely, and now at a one-point game.
And I think we got an official timeout on the floor. Something was going on. They're going to reset everything, and Vashon will inbound the ball again after doing it once. So Nakos will inbound. Throws it into Batisti. Gets it up the floor to Neihardt. Oh, ball comes loose. Picked up by fans of Seattle Christian. So, oh, now knocked away by Ella Brown. Ella Brown picks up. Long pass down the floor to Harrington. Harrington's going to back out, though, and set up the offense. So Vashon working with the ball around the arc. Looking for a seam. Hasn't found it yet. Seattle Christian, the high post. Batisti down low to Ella Brown. Brown out to Harrington. Harrington takes a three and hits it. Right, nice ball movement.
It's a perfect inside-out post break. Get the ball out to the block. Kick it out to the corner. Beautiful teamwork.
Oh! Now Seattle Christian gets the ball inside. I think that was Hoover down low. No, excuse me, it was Blaze down low. And as she turned to go to the hoop, one of the Pirates came flying through and fouled her. That was Nakos, Stella Nakos on the foul, her first of the game.
Man, another instance of... I don't think they all got back, and that
resulted in
rotation being behind. And
Jack and Blaze was wide open down there on the block.
It seems like maybe the second or third pass break foul that has occurred after a make from the Pirates. But
Blaze hits one of her two free throws, but we have a lane violation. So even if she had made it, it was going to be called off. 30 seconds to go in the half. 25-22 lead for the Pirates. Harrington with the ball in the front court. Didn't give it to Neihardt. Hart back to Harrington. Down low to Maddie Yeoman. Hartle. Oh, shot clock is off, so the Pirates will probably work for the last shot. Far corner to Hart. Hart takes the three. Rims off on the backside. Ball is battled for and finally picked up by Partridge. Four-shot Christian. Should have taken it all the way down. Kicks out, rims off. Blaze gets the rebound. Picks back up. Misses it, and Partridge got the final rebound, takes the final shot, ball rimmed off. It was going around, and it just didn't drop. So as we go into halftime, Pirates leading 25-22. It's just a really well-played game by both teams.
Really well-played, and kind of a frantic finish there at the end, but both teams just ratcheted up their defensive intensity, and Seattle Christian with the full court press there in the second quarter, and I thought Vashon handled it really, really well. And, I don't know, it seems the intensity's picked up on both sides, and it's going to be a great second half, and we're looking at just three-point ball game right now, 25-22.
Yeah, and let's see. So I think what we'll do is, even though we've had a few multiple breaks here in getting this broadcast going, we'll take some time here as halftime starts. We'll be back in about 8 minutes for Vashon to see if they can close out this game, leading 25-22 at the half. So before we break, I just want to thank the voice of Vashon and Dan Schuler for getting us on the air with the technical difficulties we had in the Luddite, you know,
thank you, Dan.
Broadcaster that keeps messing things up here at the gym.
You're too hard on yourself.
So, anyways, I want to thank the voice of Vashon and Vashon Thriftway for bringing you all Pirate sports as they are played this season. Vashon Thriftway, sponsor for Voice of Vashon and Vashon High School Sports. And with that, we're going to take a break. Thanks for listening, and go Pirates. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Voice of Vashon, as we're about to bring you the second half between the Vashon Pirates and Seattle Christian Warriors. Seattle Christian will start with the ball. I'm John Yates, and along with Mark Schneider, we're bringing you the second half of the girls' game tonight, and we will bring you the entire boys' game. Vashon starts the second half with a 25-22 lead, and now we're going to get Coots going to the basket, scores, going to get a chance for a three-point play. He's got the ball in the high post, dribbled right down the center of the key.
Yeah, they were able to feed the high post. I think that's the first time they've been able to enter the high post so quickly with an entry pass there. That foul looked like it may have been on the floor, but allowed for a little continuation there for a potential three-point play.
Coots leaves the ball a little bit short. Rebound by Alex Battisti for the Pirates. Going to give it off to Celia Gunther. Gunther into front court, looking for a little help as she picks up her dribble. Gets it for Maddie Yeomans on the near side wing here. Pirates rotating the ball around. Gunther on the floor. Knockos Emily Harrington. Harrington's going to take a three and hits it. Wow, she's been a Jedi tonight. They can get her more shots.
I think that's her fourth three-pointer, and that was nice. We had a great angle and just looked online. Keep shooting it, Emily.
Yep. 28-24 now. Vashon. So, Battisti, Knockos, Harrington, Yeomans, and Gunther on the floor for the Lady Pirates. Seattle Christian working with the ball. Heidi Bell with it. Going to give it off to Lexi Hoover. And Hoover over to one of the... And Hoover gets the ball back on when it comes loose. Ball rims off. Rebound by Blaze. Blaze misses the shot. And Pirates rebound. Now we're going to have a foul on Seattle Christian over the back. So I believe that was going to go against, I don't know if it was Koontz or Hoover.
I think they called it Hoover.
Yeah, her third of the game.
Great job by Young and staying strong with the ball there and taking all that contact.
Now, Lily Yeomans in the game for Vashon. Going to give it down low to Harrington, who's in the far corner. Rotates back out high on the arc. Gunther with it over to Maddie Yeomans. Yeomans open three. Ball rims off. Tracked down by, thought it was going to be tracked down by Harrington, but she is cut off by Heidi Bell and not allowed to get there. Ball goes out of bounds and over to Seattle Christian.
Good effort. Crashing the board still.
Yep. Now Seattle Christian with the ball. Pirates going to meet him at half court. Seattle Christian easily gets it into front court. Now the ball comes high to Koontz over to Altoff. Altoff makes the shot that traveled first. So on the turnover goes to, and it was Altoff earlier who wears number 15, but she's listed as number 20 in the program. She's having a very good game so far for the Warriors. And but we found out at halftime who actually number 15 is. So Pirates working with the ball. Gunther with it. Gunther into the lane. Kicks it out to Harrington. Harrington shot three, but she traveled as she ball faked and drove to the hoop.
And the back-to-back travel calls on each team. Seems like Gunther took a little bit of contact on a pretty nice drive there on that possession, but no call.
Yep. Pirates now. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but Seattle Christian breaks it.
Yeah, it seems like they're running a little bit of a trap initially on whoever's bringing it up. I kind of like that.
Yep. Ball knocked away by Gunther, picked up by Yeomans. So Pirates get the ball on the turnover. Working with it over to Gunther. Gunther now dribbles into the lane, kicks it out to Harrington. Harrington loses the handle. I think she was thinking shot before she... And now Gunther drives to the hoop, misses Ella Brown on the rebound, gets it blocked, and picked up by Madison Davenport for the Warriors.
A good pump fake by Gunther. Just didn't fall.
Yep. High post to Koontz. Back out to Altoff. Comes back in to Koontz. Koontz turns, goes to the hoop, and as she turns, there's a foul. I think it's going to be on the floor against one of the Pirates. It's on Lily Yeomans. So Altoff will take the ball out of bounds for Seattle Christian. And ball comes in into Hoover. Hoover misses everything on the shot. Ball knocked away by Seattle Christian as Yeomans had the rebound. And up the floor to Brown. Brown
forces the ball up between three Warriors, gets knocked to the ground, no foul called. Kyle Christian on the rebound.
A lot of contact,
but no call. Altoff, long three, misses, rebound. That was Davenport over to Partridge. Partridge with a bounce pass into Davenport. Davenport takes a shot, misses everything. Ball loose. Pirates have not been able to get the handle. Tied up on the floor. It's going to be called a jump ball between Blaze and Yeoman. And the arrow points to the Pirates.
Franticness.
Yeah. Pirates just can't seem to get a grip on the ball.
Yeah. Good possession. Ella Brown just took some serious contact.
And yep. And Brown takes a three. Says, I don't need to drive it. I'll just shoot a three-pointer. She kind of did a little step forward, maybe backed off the defender just a bit, and then took the three and was able to hit it now. 31-24, Pirates. Ball goes out of bounds on a pass from Seattle Christian and not touched by Vachon. So Pirates will take over possession. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Vachon up 7 points. Going to get some replacements into the game for Vachon. Knock goes in for Yeoman.
Yeoman's been all over the place. She has been working the boards this start of the third quarter, so hard-earned rest there.
Yep. Now, Pirates in the front court. Lil Yeomans with it, looking down low to Harrington. Harrington gets it back to Yeomans. He's going to the hoop. Oh, Yeomans had a running five-footer.
Nice give and go.
Yeah. Leaves it just a little bit long as it bounced on the rim and then finally bounces out. Now, Shell Christian, that's Partridge with a three. Misses everything. Goes right to Gunther. Gunther with the ball. Kind of a little shake and bake and clears off the defender. Going to bring it into front court.
Coach him, told him to slow it down a little bit.
Oh, Brown's going to take another three. Oops, she missed everything that time, though.
Well, he checked.
Okay, why not, though? Yeah, no. Harrington blocks the Seattle Christian pass. Ball goes out of bounds, so it will stay with the Lady Warriors.
That's a perfect use of kind of that sudden trap that they'll run on the person bringing it up. Kind of catch them off guard a little bit and get a tip off.
Yep. Now, ball into Vachon, over to, that's Hoover. Hoover had it down low on the block as she went in for the shot. I think she, oh no, she missed the shot. Rebound Vachon, then foul on the floor by Seattle Christian. Foul goes against Hoover, so that's her fourth.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where I saw that foul, but it results in Pirate ball, so I guess I'm okay with that.
She may have wiped at it, I guess.
Yeah,
there's a lot of contact.
Yeah,
right. There is a lot of contact.
There's a lot of contact. Yeah, they're at least calling it the same level as we're going to be physical on both ends.
Yep. And now Gunther takes the ball to the hoop, and she goes in. She gets fouled, so she's going to the line for two. Cecilia Gunther, the junior guard. Oh. He called Hoover's number, but Hoover's out of the game, as I believe. Oh, there's two Hoovers. Hoover was in for Hoover. Ella Hoover came in for Lexi Hoover. I had not noticed that yet.
Me neither.
So, I'm guessing they're sisters. One's a 10th grader, and the other's a 9th grader.
Okay.
So, Gunther misses both of her free throws. Seattle Christian quickly up the floor with the ball, and as the ball came in, we had a push on one of the Pirates that was going against. Yeah? No, I think it was just ball knocked out of bounds. Ball comes in, and Partridge is able to hit a short 8-footer for Seattle Christian in the middle of the key. 31-26. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ella Brown with the ball out high. Maybe she thought three, didn't take it that time. Over to Yeomans, back to Gunther. Gunther steps into the key, then steps out, passes off to Knockos. Knockos running 10-footer, misses, but Yeomans on the rebound on the backside. Pirates get the ball back, 4 seconds left on the shot clock. Brown needs to take a shot, long three. Ball comes off, Gunther on the rebound, and putback has still Christian, nobody blocked out.
Gunther was the one who handed it off to the King at the top of the key and instantly just dove to the bucket. So smart. Great play by Gunther.
And
Ella Brown almost hit that three.
Yeah, she did.
The NBA ring.
Yeah, that was NBA. I think she was about 10 feet out from the three-point arc, and she got it there.
I think the future is bright.
Yeah, it is. Most of the Pirate players are juniors. There's two seniors. Alex Batiste is a senior, and E.J. Mothershed Cronin is a senior. But Mothershed Cronin is in street clothes, so she's obviously been hurt and can't play. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know the issue, but that was actually a great point that you brought up, because she's had some really good minutes in some previous games, so hopefully she's able to get on back on the court soon.
Yeah, she's provided the Pirates with a lot of hustle and tough play in there. So after the timeout, we have Pirates leading by 9 with 2:31 to go in the third quarter. Vachon comes back on the floor with Lily Yeomans, Maddie Yeomans, Ella Brown, Stella Nakos, and Cecilia Gunther.
I wonder if we'll get the Yeomans and Hoovers to match up with each other there in the game.
Have to watch for that. Yeah, because now Vachon with a backcourt press. Yeah, Christian, trouble getting the ball in, but finally Duke comes into Ella Hoover. Hoover dribbles into front court, gives it off to Pham, gets it right back, and over to Altoff. Now, Sel Christian with it. Altoff up high, down low to Coots, and wow, good play by Sel Christian as they moved the ball well and then hit a cutting hoop. Coots, he took it right to the hoop, got fouled, and going for a three-point play.
Yeah, great passing there. Passing inside the post and passing effectively can be deadly, and that was the result here, despite some slow starts and pressing that break.
Yeah. So Kuntz now misses her free throw, but Altoff on the rebound and the putback. So cuts the score by only a five-point Pirate lead now, 34-29, 2:10 to go in the game. Knockos with the ball near side wing, looks low to Yeomans, who's cutting down to the low block, but doesn't pass it to her. Now Pirates working with the ball, trying to find that seam in the Sel Christian defense. Sel Christian playing man defense now. Over to Cecilia Gunther. Gunther goes in with the left hand, misses everything. Hoover, though, or the Partridge, picks it up for Sel Christian, going to dribble it all the way up the floor, over to Pham out high, and back to Ella Hoover. Now Sel Christian down low to Altoff. Altoff with a shot, misses it. Kuntz on the rebound, misses it. Rebound, Ella Brown. Brown spins out of trouble. Dribbling the ball, going to bring it into front court. Now we're going to get a full timeout from Coach Chris Yeomans on the floor.
Yeah, good timeout. Have a full. Let's set up a good play here. Five-point game. Really smart timeout. Great rebound by Ella Brown there, and a lot of traffic ripping that ball down.
Yep. So with a minute 30 to go, Pirates are up by 5. Maybe Coach just trying to settle them down a little bit as Seattle Christian has scored the last 4 points.
We are going to have ourselves a ball game.
Yeah.
So tell your friends, if you are tuning in, to tell them to tune in. Anywhere in the world you can tune in, because we've got a good finish coming up, followed by another basketball game in the boys.
That's right. So if you are listening, tell anyone who's out there in the world anywhere that you can listen to the Pirate Sports, these games, this game tonight, on voiceofvachon.org. That's www.voiceofvachon.org. Or if you are on Vachon, you can listen on FM radio, 101.9 FM LP. The LP stands for low power, as most of the broadcasts can just be heard on the radio on Vachon. Although, sometimes if you're in West Seattle or Des Moines, you can pick up Voice of Vachon over there, too.
Right.
So Dan Schuler keeping us on the air and bringing you all Pirate Sports. He's been doing it for many, many years. Does a great engineering job. He has to. Working with me.
Thank you, Dan. Roxy says hello to Kelly.
And now, after the timeout, we're going to get Pirates back out on the floor. Maddie Brown will do the honors of inbounding. She will inbound to Ella Brown. Also, Knockos, Gunther, and Batiste on the floor for Vachon.
Got 2-3 zone from Seattle Christian.
Ella Brown now dribbles up high over to Yeomans. Pirates working around quick. Seattle Christian back in zone, 2-3. Vachon's been struggling with it. Seattle Christian runs it well. Now knock off through the ball over to Yeomans.
and over to Brown. Brown with a three-pointer and hits it. Wow, 3 seconds to go on the shot clock, and Ella Brown takes the Pirates' lead to 8.
She's all over the place.
She is incredible. Only an eighth grader.
So, I think the Pirates ate 3 of the game. 8 three-pointer.
Yeah, wow. Good shooting by the Lady Pirates. Now, ball comes inside to Ella Hoover. Hoover makes a break to the hoop, but as she goes in, she gets fouled on the body by one of the Pirates. 49.7 seconds to go in the third quarter, and that foul went against Batiste for Vachon. Coach Yeomans, looks like he got a warning from the referee. Not really sure why, but referee stopped the game. And as Del Christian inbounded, ball goes into Ella Hoover. Ella Hoover drives to the hoop and is able to lay it in. So 37-29 now, Vachon. I thought, 31, there we go. It's a six-point lead. I thought that the clock or the shot was off. Now Yeomans taking 3, misses, but Ella Brown on the backside rips it away from Hoover, and the ball goes out of bounds, off Brown. So Shell Christian will get it with 28 seconds to go. Pirates are going to full court press. Trying to get the ball in. Ball comes in and stolen by Ella Brown, and she jumped high to get that one. Going to give it out to Nacho. Shot clock is off. Inside high post to Gunther. Gunther now has the ball grabbed by Pham. I'm not sure. They do call a foul on Pham, and she grabbed it. Gunther's arm. I thought at first they might call it jump ball. It
looks like one guy called it a jump ball, but it was clearly a shot on the arm.
And that puts Vachon in the bonus, so Cecilia Gunther going to the line for 2 shots for Vachon. There is no more 1-1 in high school basketball, which I don't quite understand. I have to find out why that rule change happened. Gunther misses the first one.
And the foul reset every quarter. And for me, the shot clock is a new thing. Not that I am not against it. It's just a new thought to come to mind.
Yeah, and Gunther hits the second of 2. 38-31 Pirates. 26 seconds to go. Pirates to the backcourt. That's good. Bam with it. Gets it back to Bell. Bell travels before Pirates were applying pressure. Bell was trying to quickly push the ball up the floor.
Yeah, even if you don't get a steal yourself, the pressure you apply can force your opponent into making a mistake like that.
Right. Pirates with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Gunther with the ball, calling out offense, staying out high, gonna
take
work
time.
Really last one last shot. He would come up down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Gunther dribbles back in over Brown. Brown goes low. Silly knockouts along the baseline. As she goes up, the ball is blocked by Blaze, but now the referee calls a foul on Blaze. So that's going to put Solonakos on the line for 2 shots with 3.2 seconds. Referees talked it over, and they called an inadvertent whistle. And so there is no foul. So I don't think anybody knows who has the ball, but the referee said Vachon has it. Okay, so Nacos must have had possession when the call was made. Now, comes out to Brown. Brown going to take a 3, and halfway down, it bounces out.
Beautiful play design. Set up a wall at the free throw line and just put Ella Brown behind them. So
it's right. Long inbound pass. Brown grabs it, has a good look, but I don't know. I think they should give her at least a point for having it halfway down. And coming out.
At least a point, just a great play design. All in and out. Like, come on, just maybe give us one point for that one. But good finish.
Not the way it works.
Good look on that last play. And it's going to come down to a great finish, but I think Vachon's finished really strong, and I think they won the last couple of minutes of that quarter, which is huge.
Yeah, they've changed the point differential now. They've struggled a little bit with the points on the scoreboard tonight. but it looks like to start the fourth quarter, Basham's going to be leading by 7, 38-31. And as you said, Mark, the fouls get reset, which is always interesting. But the total player fouls remain a total. I mean, they haven't changed that.
I don't believe there's any Pirates that are in serious foul trouble at the moment, which is a great sign. Not that I know of. I don't think there's any Pirates with more than three fouls. But,
yeah, keep the pressure up. Yep. I don't think so either. And so as the Pirates come out in the fourth quarter, we're going to have Emily Harrington, Alexa Batisi, Ella Brown, Maddie Yeomans, and Cecilia Gunther on the floor for Vashon. So Christian comes out with Hoover, Sam, Kuntz, Blaze, and Ella Hoover. So both Hoover sisters are out there on the floor. I think I see a resemblance now.
That's maybe why we're having issues.
Hadn't noticed it before, yeah. It was a little confusing. So referees are at the bench discussing something with the scorekeeper. So Bashon's the official booklet. I think they're maybe discussing some of the scoring. And like I said, there's been some scoreboard issues. So I know the scorer for Vashon is very experienced. So, and she is the home book. They are discussing it. And just want to thank everybody for listening to the voice of Vashon. Thank you for Vashon Thriftway for bringing us Pirate Sports. Great job with Clay Glove, Vicky Matthews, and the whole crew up there at Vashon Thriftway. Here we go, start the fourth quarter. Ball comes into Bam. Bam in the backcourt, stolen by Emily Harrington. Harrington took it before it goes into Bam. Fouls her going to the hoop. And so that's going to put Harrington on the line for two. So good
absolutely
play.
Perfect outcome for the Pirates. Yeah. Great play by Emily.
Yep, so Emily will get the first for two shots with only 7 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. First one is right down the middle. 8-point lead for the Pirates. And that's Bam's fourth foul, too. Point guard.
The crowd's getting a little light coming.
Yeah, which is good. Okay, Harrington hits both of them. Nice job, Emily. Giving Bashon a 9-point lead. Bam will inbound. Pirates will give full backcourt pressure. Ball comes into Kuntz. Kuntz, long pass up the floor to Hoover. Hoover, long pass across to her sister, Ella. Now Ella has it knocked away by one of the Pirates, but Sam picks it up for Seattle Christian. The Hoover sisters passing back and forth, and now we're going to have Ella Hoover stepping on the sideline as she made her move towards the key. Yeah. So that turnover goes to Bashon.
Got the right idea running the baseline, having a baseline runner to potentially open up some looks in the corner on this zone. We'll see if Vashon does it.
Yeah. So Gunther has the ball in front court. Ella Brown, high post to out to Gunther. Sorry, that was Harrington. Came in and Harrington hits another three. Holy smokes, giving the Pirates a 12-point lead. Emily Harrington with the set. What do you think, three number five?
I think that might be her fourth or fifth. We've been talking a lot about Ella Brown's three-pointers the second half, but Harrington is leading the team this game in threes once again.
Yes,
huge.
Yes,
start for her overall in the fourth quarter. The steal, the two buckets, she's got 5 points to open up the fourth.
Yeah. So only 35 seconds gone in the fourth, and Pirates get 3-point lead, opening up their biggest lead of the game, 12.
Knocking down shots and really pressuring the ball handlers on defense.
Yeah. So, looking good for the Pirates. Play tough defense. Maybe they'll stick with that backcourt press here, which seems to be frustrating Seattle Christian a little bit. At least slowing down the play, which is good. Probably you don't want them scoring too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Causing confusion, and it seems like they're still getting back once they do press. I know we had been talking about some issues with them maybe getting back a little slowly, or Seattle Christian being able to get some looks off of a miss or a made bash on bucket, but the Pirates are getting back on defense just even while applying so much full-court pressure.
So Nia Hart in the game now for Vashon, and Seattle Christian with it. That Lexi Hoover going to the hoop. She gets stopped by the Pirate defense. Oh, and they call traveling on Lexi Vancouver as she was met by a wall of Pirates as she was dribbling into the key. Yeah. It kind of stopped everything.
That may cause the extra step.
Yeah.
She ran into a wall.
The Pirates working with the ball now in front court. Emily Harrington with it. Going to give it off to Nye Hart. Gets it right back. Dashon probably going to be satisfied to go deep in the shot clock before finally putting one up. And now Nye Hart puts up a three. Ball left a little bit short. Nakos tries to save it from going out of bounds, but I think she steps on the end line as she jumps in the air.
And that was still a 25-second possession, and just really smart basketball by the girls there. It can be tempting if you do have an open look to go ahead and chuck the ball up, and
right.
Everyone stayed with the instruction. We're going to have long possessions and run this clock down. Just team basketball.
Yeah, CL Christian gets the ball in the front court against a lot of Pirate pressure. Partridge with a pass over to Ella Hoover, Lexi Hoover. Hoover goes to the hoop with a nice move. Rebound by Blaze, but tied up by Cecilia Gunther, the jump ball in Pirate possession. So good job by Cecilia Gunther to battle Blaze for the ball.
Yeah, did not let up.
But Izzy Blaze had a nice game tonight for Seattle Christian. And, 30-second clock hadn't started, so I believe we're going to start the possession over. But I don't know if the game clock must have been running. Oh, they took 5 seconds off the 30-second clock. Okay. So getting everything set. Dashon will inbound the ball again. Seattle Christian is bringing back court pressure. Get a three inbound to Gunther. Gunther does get the ball for Dashon. Got Heidi Bell right on her. And now we got 10 seconds. Oh, Pirates forgot that 5 seconds had already run off the clock, and so it took them too long to get the ball in the front court. So it was a 10-second runoff, and Seattle Christian saw that. That's probably why they brought the pressure in the back court, see if they could slow it down, and they did.
To be honest, I had kind of forgotten since it was a dead ball in the middle of the back court.
Yeah. Now we have a foul on the floor going against. We'll see. It's going against Stella Nakos for Vashon. Stella's second of the game. We got a timeout taken by Seattle Christian. That is a 30-second timeout. So coach trying to reset his offense.
A 12-point game, but it's still far from
over. And Seattle Christian has shown that they can score quickly. They did that in the first half when Vashon had a pretty good lead to start the game, and Seattle Christian came, right back.
Yeah.
So they've got some players who can play it. They have, they're quick, and they pass the ball well. They pass the ball well in traffic and seem to hit the open cutter.
Yeah. Dave.
So now we have more discussion between officials and Seattle Christian coach. I think we still have more issues with the book. One of the Seattle Christian, I don't know if he's a coach or maybe AD, but was over talking to the bench. So there's a little bit of, it must be assistant coach. A little bit of wondering what's going on. Just like us, I'm not sure what's happening.
It'll all be moot if the Pirates win by 8.
Yeah. Now, ball comes over. Harrington
on the field for Vashon. Great hand.
Yeah, she took the ball up in the air as it was trying to pass over her, and she was able to grab it. Now Vashon working with it. Stella Nakos out high on the arc, looking high post to Batiste, but nothing there. Pirates are going to keep it safe as they go deep in the shot clock, down to 10 seconds. Now Nakos takes a three, but leaves it short. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go over to Seattle Christian. So 5:47 to go in the game. Pirates still up 12. Seattle Christian will inbound. Vashon's bringing a lot of backcourt pressure. Now Nye Hart out of the game and Maddie Yeoman's in. Ella Brown is going to come in for Emily Harrington. But Harrington's probably going to get a breather before she goes back in the game to finish it out.
I'm curious if Yeoman will start cycling some offensive and defensive specialists here to finish the game.
Could be. Now, Altoff with a long two misses. He's got Nakos and Blaze fighting for the rebound. It looks like we're going to get a foul on Nakos. they do call a foul on Nacho's. Boy, it looks like it was a 50-50 ball.
Yeah, it looks very much 50-50. It looks like Nacho's just even had the position in between her and the back.
Yeah. But Blaze gets the call. So now we have another foul on the floor going against Cecilia Gunther.
Gunther got away with a little forearm check.
Yeah, it looked like
they didn't get away with it. But.
So, Christian will try to inbound again. Ball comes into Blaze. Blaze up high off the hoop and hits it from about 7 feet out. So the Pirate leads. They haven't changed score yet to 10. So, Naka with the ball bashed on in front court. Ella Brown. Pirates rotating it around. Go down low into the corner to Maddie Yeomans, but they're going to just pass it right back out and just keep working the ball around. Now down to the low post to Gunther. Gunther inside to Battisti. Errant passes. It was a little bit too high of a bounce pass, and as Sale Christian was fighting each other for the ball, they traveled.
Yeah, boys just picked up a dribble too soon and had some momentum.
Yeah.
They were having some skip passes, cross-court offensive passes, the Pirates in the first half. I'm not seeing them as much because there's really some openings on the weak side.
Yep. So Ella Brown with the ball now, and she gets a long pass from Yeomans on the baseline now. High post to Gunther. Not sure why they threw that ball. Gunther was well covered.
Well covered. That would be. No need to enter it into the post.
Yep. I don't think they should be forcing that pass.
No need to force. But...
And now... Pirates going to back off. They're not going to bring the backcourt pressure on this possession. 4:57 to go in the game. Pirates up 10. High post to Koos. Koos with a spin move in the key. Too hard off the glass. Picked up by Ella Brown. Oh, the ball knocked away. Blaze has it. And now we're going to get a foul. I think on Lily Yeoman. Because she was battling Blaze for possession. No, on Gunther. Yeah.
We had one ref seeing foul, the other seeing jump, and
yeah, I would have called it a jump ball. I don't know. So, anyways, foul goes against Cecilia Gunther. So she is, that's her third foul of the game. Long shot by one of the Warriors. Skips off the backside of the rim, hits another Warrior, goes out of bounds, a Vashon ball with 4:46 to go and a 10-point lead.
Yeah, and Coach Yeoman just put Harrington back in for the offensive possession, maybe for a little ball handling, but as a shooting option, I think.
Yep. So, looks like Cecilia Gunther sits down, got three fouls. Now Nacho gets this long pass from Ella Brown. Now, that Nacho tried to pass the ball, but Brown moved and didn't see her as the receiver, so Nacho ends up traveling.
Yeah, it's a tough one. When you're about to throw it,
yep.
Your teammate cuts, and then you're caught taking an extra step.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Kale Christian will inbound after whistled by the referee. Long pass to the Blaze down on the low block. Blaze is wide open. This is the shot. Kale Christian maintains possession. The ball comes down to Blaze, picked up by Koontz on another shot. Now we're going to get another foul on the floor going against Vashon. They're going to give two shots.
I am not sure how Blaze is able to just be wide open on the block there, uncovered couple of times during that last miss. She was standing there unguarded.
Yep. So now we're going to have Koontz to the line for two as Pirates now have five team fouls. That was the second foul on Ella Brown. And two on the bank shot for the free throw. Take it any way you can.
The free throw bank is open.
All looks the same in the book. Tunes for the second one. Misses. Rebound, Ella Brown. Pirate lead is 9. Pirates haven't scored now for about 3 minutes. And so we're going to get a foul now on Seattle Christian going against Sonia Fattori.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Smack her hard with the body. Seattle Christian's bringing a little bit of backcourt pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get Ella Hoover in now for Izzy Blaze.
No need to rush things, Vashon. Just keep the pace, take care of the ball.
We are in no rush.
Pass into Knockos. Knockos steps over the midpoint line. Over and back is the call.
Wow. That was unfortunate. So,
ball is turned over to Seattle Christian. Can't have mistakes like that.
Yeah, and we were right up center line. Tough break. And
yep.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
Pressured and standing right there.
Right, right. And as you haven't scored for a while, Ella Brown now on the field. Brown quickly up the floor is going to get fouled by Sam. That'll be Sam's fifth foul. But Ella Brown on a nice steal, dribbling the ball up the floor. And as Kayla Pham was coming over to help out Flo Brown down, she did foul her with the body. So coach is trying to make his change as to who's going to go in for Pham, and he'll put Trista Vanderveer in. So Vanderveer in for Pham. Hires him down the ball. Harrington with it. Going to set up the offense. Near side wing to Yeomans. Hires moving around, far side wing, Harrington over to Yeomans. Now Vachon working with ball, 3:45 to go in the game. 9-point lead by the Pirates. Knockos with it. Pirates are just going to keep working it. Yeomans is going to take a 3-pointer. Oh, looks like it was going to be good, but comes off the rim. Picked up by, that's Sonia Pettori with the ball. She picks it up. Loses the handle, but Partridge is able to maintain it for Seattle Christian now. Ball comes down. Oh, to Koontz, and Ella Brown went for the steal, leaving Koontz wide open, and she couldn't quite get the steal, and Koontz scored.
More post availability.
Yeah. Now Vachon with the ball. Backcourt pressure by Seattle Christian. Ball up to Yeomans. Yeomans, same thing. Koontz a little bit too aggressive on the defense. Bash on open look, misses it. Rebound by Lily. The ball is still loose. Picked up by Altoff finally. First Seattle Christian. Altoff quickly at the floor. Going to try and take coast to coast. Throws up a 5-10-footer. Off balance. Rebounded by Lily Yeomans over to Ella Brown.
Rebounds on both sides of the floor by Lily Yeomans.
And now Brown moving away through all kinds of traffic and able to throw up a running 500 scores.
He's a scorer.
Takes it off the glass, and now we're going to get a foul on the floor going against Maddie Yeomans. Yeomans did push off on Vanderveer as she was going by her with the ball. So
there's a huge rebound by Ella Yeomans on that last touch.
Yeah.
Allowed Ella Brown to have that bucket there on the other side. She had about two or three Seattle Christian defenders around her and was able to stay strong with it.
And now Vanderveer misses the first of her two free throws. That's Lexi Hoover coming into the game for Sonia Pettori. Vanderveer, second shot, rims off it, rebounded by Lexi Hoover. Hoover puts his put back, battling Brown for possession, gets the rebound herself, and now we're going to get another foul on the floor. Going against, I guess, Ella Brown. It is. So that's Brown's third foul. 2:33 to go in the game. And we're going to have Lexi Hoover on the line for two. Hoover's first shot, a little bit too hard off the back iron, pops out. Nia Hart in for Maddie Yeomans for Vachon.
And Vachon is in the bonus, so we do have to be a little cognizant on the physicality because free throws, point opportunities with the clock not moving is not what you want right now to hold this lead.
Right. Hoover missed her second free throw with a lane violation on Vachon. And she hits the bonus.
Extra.
Yeah. 8-point Pirate lead, Ella Brown with the ball. Met there half court by Seattle Christian. Brown goes, splits it, and Knockos gets the ball down low in the key on a pass from Brown. But as the ball, as Knockos has the defenders collapse on her, grabbed, it's a jump ball, Pirate possession. So Knockos will inbound. Now, pass out to Nia Hart in side to Ella Brown. Ella Brown with a turnaround from the block and just buries it.
Yeah, smart feed by Nia Hart to get her into that block.
And huge just a bucket. And a beautiful shot by Brown. She just has nice form.
Great touch.
Yeah.
So smoothly. And gets a block on the defense.
Yeah.
Ella Brown's always the place.
Lexi Huber wide open under the hoop. Brown came flying through to block her shot. Now, Shell Christian still working with the ball, looking a little bit off balance, throwing up a crazy shot. Huber battling Nakos, and the foul is going to go against Huber as she fell into Nakos on the battle. That's Huber's fifth foul. Yeah, she was playing hard out there. You know, she was giving it everything there.
Yeah.
You know,
they are all playing hard out here.
Yep. Huber stayed on the floor. I don't know if she forgot or now she's coming out. So we're going to get Sonia Pettori in for Huber. Pirates with the ball, working against backcourt pressure. Need to get it up, and Emily Harrington gets it over to Celia Gunther. Gunther down low to Nia Hart. Hart's going to take a three. Misses, but Brown is there all alone on the backside, able to get the rebound. Pirates won't get a reset on the shot clock, but never hit the rim. Now, Vashon, 10 seconds to go in the shot clock. Minute 35 to go in the game. Gunther gets the ball at the high post, and she is tied up. I think that's by Davenport. And so it is a jump ball, and that is going to go over to Seattle Christian. Vashon leading by 10. Minute 30. Oh, now a block by Harrington on the pass. And as the ball comes loose, Pettori kicks it, you know, unintentionally. The ball goes out of bounds, but it goes over to Vashon. So that was fortunate.
Harrington's been so effective picking this ball handler coming up, and she has length to really get her hands down, block those entry passes once again. Great play.
Yep. Vashon with the ball, working, going to go deep in the shot clock again, I'm sure. Well, maybe not so deep. Brown takes a three. Ball close. The rims off. Pettori on the rebound for Seattle Christian. Brings it into front court. Going to give it off to... That was Bell. Now to Davenport. High post to Althoff. And we're going to have a foul going against Emily Harrington as Althoff went to pass the ball. So Althoff will go to the line for two. 54 seconds to go in the game. Pretty good crowd tonight.
Hey,
5:30 Friday night.
And it's slowly been coming in and growing over the last few minutes or second half. The band has arrived and is getting primed. But,
there's a few games left in the season, a couple home games. I hope people can come out and see the girls play. They play a great brand of basketball. It's a lot of fun to watch them.
They play great team ball and have some great shooters. And I think the first game I called, they scored about 75 points.
Yeah. So, Pirates on the inbound. Gunther going to bring it into front court, looking for a little help. Finds Maddie Yeoman, passes off, gets it back to Harrington. Now, 40 seconds to go in the game. Yeoman's going to take a long three. Oh, it looked like it was going in from our angle. She was on the far side wing. Misses everything, but goes off Seattle Christian and out of bounds. So stays with the Pirates. 14 seconds on the shot clock, though. No reset. Yeoman looking inbound. Finds Gunther. Oh, on the inbound play, Gunther gets two shots at the basket. I don't know, rebound misses. And Pirates get the rebound. Gunther had two shots, two rebounds. Finally kicks it out. And Pirates are going to reset the offense.
Add a couple of rebounds to her box score.
Yeah, right. Vashon working with the ball now. Down to 10 seconds in the game. Just content to pass the ball back and forth. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Harrington's going to take a 3-0. Off the glass. Rims out. Rebound. Seattle Christian. Long pass up the floor. But nobody's there. And as time runs out, the Lady Pirates have a win. Nice job.
Great win.
Great
team win.
So, 47-37 win for Vashon Pirates over the Seattle Christian Warriors. And Unfortunately, we do not have the scoring, but maybe what we'll do is we'll go for a break, see if we can get some of the scoring. When we come back to the boys' game, we'll recap what the girls did. So I think we've probably got about 10 minutes here until the game starts, and you see it's 7 o'clock, so they'll probably get it going as quickly as possible, and then we'll be back on the air. So with that, we're going to take a short break. Appreciate everyone listening to the voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. We'll be back in about 8-10 minutes for the boys' game. Thanks, and go Pirates.